For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are meeting in Alaska. Fox says one of Trump's rivals admitted today that he should get the Nobel Peace Prize if he's successful at the summit. On the Raging Moderates podcast, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she would nominate Trump for the award if he can get Putin to end his war. The Trump administration is looking to reduce regulations they consider crushing. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The Department of Justice and the White House National Economic Council are working together to identify state-level regulations that adversely affect the national economy. The two agencies say they plan to identify which state laws, quote, significantly burden commerce in other states, thus raising costs unnecessarily and harming markets nationwide. Members of the public are being invited to provide input on their respective state laws. This could set up certain blue states to be at odds with the Trump administration policies on taxes, spending, and energy.
Newsweek's Josh Hammer told AFR that there is a well-orchestrated information operation that is trying to tear apart Christians and Jews, and that it's evil and must be defeated.
It's really started to pick up in recent weeks. So there was this whole allegation of a historic church in Samaria, aka the quote-unquote West Bank, in a town called Taibe, that they said that quote-unquote Israeli settlers had torched, had committed acts of arson to burn it down. And this spread like wildfire all throughout the internet, and all the usual suspects, all those who are inclined or are already disinclined towards U.S.-Israel relations, seized on this story.
He said it was an accidental fire next to the church.
And then you had that, and then you had the situation in Gaza where terrible accidents of war, a Catholic church was accidentally struck when an IDF mortar shell misfired. These are the tragedies of war, Jenna, of course. This is why Hamas should not have started this war in the first place. And then you had the Pope, who really kind of seized on this and was tweeting about it nonstop for a week while totally ignoring the massacre of Christians by Islamist radicals in Syria. And then you have here on the domestic front here in the United States, you increasingly have a lot of people, and Tucker Carlson has really become the one-man tip of the spear of this effort, of just trying to brainwash a lot of young, vulnerable Christians, a lot of Gen Z Christians, to essentially just hate Jews.
He went on to say that Carlson has hosted people touting replacement theology. The Texas Tribune reports that a poll shows Senator John Cornyn and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are in a dead heat in the Texas Senate GOP primary. Other polls had shown the Attorney General had a considerable lead over Texas's incumbent senator. The Emerson College poll showed that Cornyn garnered 30% of the vote to Paxton's 29%, well within the poll's 4.4% margin of error. As is often the case, the union representing teachers is fighting to stop a school voucher program in Wyoming. More from AFN's Bob Kellogg.
The union is arguing that the program violates the state's constitution, but Jason Bedrick of the Heritage Foundation says states offering a variety of educational opportunities is not unconstitutional.
As state lawmakers decide to open up choice and competition and let families choose the learning environments that work best for their kids, the unions would say, hey, how can we better serve these families and these students? Instead, they are wasting tons of time and money trying to block families from having any other alternatives.
Bedrick says this and similar lawsuits are union stalling tactics, even though they know they're going to lose in the end.
It's not just in Wyoming. There are lawsuits against school choice programs right now, pending also in Ohio and Utah. The unions are throwing spaghetti against the wall.
The state attorney general, Keith Kautz, claims the law is in favor of the parents at this point.
Listen up, Sweet Tooth. The Mars Candy Company is to offer naturally colored options for some of its products next year. Mars has stopped short of removing artificial dyes from all of its brands, but is working on it. This comes as Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been working to eliminate synthetic food dyes from products. See more news at AFN.net.